Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, hello, mamas. Okay, I am back. I am feeling vibed. I am feeling ready for action here. I'm about almost 8 weeks postpartum, and I feel more passionate than ever about preventing birth trauma, about empowering you guys. And one common issue that I see actually exposing postpartum women in not a good way is the relationship that we are having as mamas with our provider, whether it's an OBGYN, a midwife, etc. The relationship you have, and even that starts in the choice of a provider. So in today's episode, after having four babies and working with five different OBs and midwives over the years, I am going to give you some questions you should be thinking about asking your provider. I'm going to give you red flags to look out for, and I'm going to give you a frame of mind about who you are in the medical care system and how you should be navigating this so that you can be empowered and not expose yourself even more vulnerably and have bad experiences when you are delivering. We're going to try to prevent more of the birth trauma. We're going to try to help you get into a good groove of commanding your birth team and setting yourself up for a healthy as possible postpartum experience. And it all starts with that provider and your mindset going into your journey towards delivery. So send this to a friend who might need it. Get cozy. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Holy guacamole. I'm caffeinated. I'm on fire. I am so happy. I've been getting good sleep. Little baby Ren is almost 8 weeks now. Actually, no, I just did the math on my phone. We are exactly 8 weeks postpartum, Ren and I, and actually my whole family. The whole family's postpartum, in my opinion. I'm certain my husband is feeling it and he would identify as postpartum for sure. But yeah, Ren is sleeping 5.5 hour stretches now, which is such a game changer. She's probably close to 10 or so pounds. I am envious of any moms who have had an 8 to 10 pound baby that does 4 to 5 hour stretches right off the bat. That is not the experience we had. She was born 5 pounds, 5 ounces and did 2.5 hour stretches for the first few weeks of her life. And then some colic came into the picture even still. And so we were getting about 4 hours of sleep at one point. We decided to finally hire some sleep support and it's been awesome. By the way, I want to have an episode on sleep support later on the podcast, but today I want to read you a new review. I hope you can hear how well I'm doing and how happy I am in my voice because it's true. And if you've been wondering since you knew I had a baby and yada, yada, I just want to tell you, I went swimming today and it was beautiful. I got these new floaties from Costco and I put them under my knees and I lean back with goggles on and I just put my arms out and I float on the top of the water and I look at the clouds in the sky and I can hear my heartbeat and the whole world just, it's like inside of me. It makes you realize the whole world is actually inside of you. It's actually inside of you because your experience of the world all happens inside of you. And so you are the world that you're living in. And how is your world doing? Your mind and your body, your anxiety, your depressiveness, you are your whole world. How your thoughts and feelings and your mind-body connection is your existence. It is your life. It's directly linked to the quality of your life, which is why mental health is the number one investment you can make postpartum. I want to say that over and over and over again. I just said it in last week's episode for the partners out there. And I just really want you guys to know that even more than ever, now that I'm postpartum again, after having become a coach, after having really bad mental health stuff and working for 5 years to work on my mindset, and now I just had this new baby, I will tell you that I promise, in my opinion, I should say, but it's seriously that postpartum, the best investment you can make. And I would suggest also in pregnancy, you know, if there's no really important health issues you need to be attending to, for sure, your mental health is such a priority. And when possible, I suggest investing in physical and mental health. But if you had to choose, depending on the severity of the physical, mental health is the number one. Okay, in my opinion. All right, so I want to start off with a review and then we're going to dive in today. I have such good stuff for you. I really believe that this episode is going to save some moms from having poor outcomes in their birth experience. We can't prevent all things from happening. We can't mitigate for all risk. But I do believe that the things that I'm going to say to you and I'm going to put in your mind when it comes to your relationship with your OB and your and or your midwife, it doesn't matter, by the way, if you've already had a baby or if you've already chosen your OB and you're a few appointments in, this will still be helpful for you. It's going to be like a temperature check. How much are you really actually speaking up? Or are you trying not to be a burden and actually shelving a lot of the questions that you want to ask, but you're too afraid to ask, or you feel too shy to ask, or you just don't feel like your provider really wants to sit there and talk with you? We're going to talk about how to navigate that because you need to have the hard conversations now. The longer you put them off, the more pressure you're putting on the actual experience, the more variables you are allowing to not know the outcome of during your actual delivery experience, the more it can set you up for a harder postpartum. So this is really important. But first, let's read a review. This review is written by Nara Luce, and it was a 5-star review. It's called A Guiding Hand in Postpartum. She said, "Love Lizzie's transparent perspective of motherhood and offering postpartum support to growing families. She offers great tips and self-help tools to manage and support mental health and wellness in such a fragile and important time." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. It means everything to me when you leave a review. It helps more people find this show. It helps support the income of this show so that I can be here and really spend my time thinking about what you need. So please do leave me a review on this amazing free resource so that it can get to more hands of mamas that need it. I am cooking up a free PDF guide for you to be a guide to get the most juice out of this podcast. And it's going to be at lizzielangston.com on my homepage where all of my freebies are when it's ready. So be checking that because it's going to have this whole podcast, all of the episodes organized by topic so that if you are trying to problem solve something specific, you can use those episodes that will be the most useful. And then always, if you want more support implementing the things that you're learning on this episode, that's what coaching is for. That's what I'm here to do. And you can book a free consult. The link for that will always be in the show notes. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Okay, first I want to talk about why did I make this episode? What is the problem that I see happening? I was just talking to a client today about her experience being pregnant, the things that arose, and how everything went with her birth, which included a lot of trauma, which included a lot of depression and anxiety for a lot of years, 3 years postpartum. And so now she's thinking about having another baby. She's come and hired me. She's finally able to deal with a lot of that trauma and get it up out of her system. And she's thinking about her relationship with that provider. Now she has a new provider than she did last time, but it got me thinking about the fact that our relationship with our provider and the provider that we choose and their approach and how on the same page we are and how much it fits our approach, if we even know our own approach, which we're going to talk about that for new moms as well. All of this really, really, really affects how our birth goes. I wish I could give you research right now. I wish I could say that, oh, X percentage, if you're X amount of displeased with your provider, or if you describe your relationship with your provider, your OBGYN or your midwife in these ways, then it's going to end up with these measurable results or this type of trauma, or you have this much more likelihood of trauma, birth trauma. I can't say that because this is super under-researched, but I can tell you that I have had 4 babies. I've had probably over 1,000 hours of coaching postpartum women at this point over the last 5 years in my business. And here is what I see happening. And I have experienced this too. When we go into the OBGYN's office or the midwife's office, however you're going about it. We don't want to be a burden. We aren't asking questions. We're holding back our questions. Now, my clients, gratefully, aren't doing that because they have me to talk to. I have learned how to advocate for myself, and they're learning that it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to rock the boat a little bit with your provider. It's okay to put them on the spot, that they work for you, but you kind of have to learn that. And it's very uncomfortable for most of us in our early adulthood. And we have what this is called white coat syndrome, where you can have really high blood pressure when you go in to see your OBGYN or whoever you're working with. So the thing is, it's really tricky, but we are vulnerable because we don't know what we don't know. And we also don't know the system. We don't know what even we want sometimes. We're just kind of hoping for the best, and we are trusting so much in our providers. And I hope that your provider is worthy of your trust, but they need to earn it. You don't just want to hand over your trust to a human being that has a degree just because they have a degree, right? Because what makes the provider isn't just their education. And even though they have a degree, we don't actually know. That's not a guarantee that their education is where it needs to be. But let's just assume that it is. Then you have their personal approaches and preferences, and not all OBGYN degrees, like degrees in obstetrics and gynecology or midwifery certifications and stuff and licenses, not all of those programs are teaching the same stuff and are suggesting the same stuff. And then you have, how experienced is your provider and how old are they, right? When they were becoming educated for the first time, what was the standard practice? And is that still the standard practice? Are they evolving with the times, and are they learning the most recent ways to help a woman through pregnancy, birth, any complications in either of those, and postpartum? Okay, let's take a breath. I know that's a lot to think about. I just really do, and I don't want to put pressure on you, but I also really have seen the way that so many times moms come work with me because they've had some serious birth trauma and they're really struggling with their mental health postpartum, which often has a lot to do with all of the emotions that kind of got locked in their body during really traumatic medical events. And a lot of times what they tell me is that they didn't even know that that could have happened. They never had these conversations with their provider. They never talked about what they wanted if X, Y, or Z thing happened. And then because they didn't make these decisions ahead of time, they didn't research, they didn't look into the things that could go wrong and how they would want to handle those things, the decisions were made for them by the nurses or by the doctors. And while they might have been informed and they might have given consent, it wasn't really truly informed consent. They were just kind of like, okay, yeah. There was a lot of fear and a lot of blank yesing and nodding of the head, because we're just placing so much trust in them. And while there's a reason we put our trust in our providers, we don't all have degrees, we don't all have a super thorough knowledge, we wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable making our own decisions, you want your relationship with your provider to be one where you can counsel back and forth, where your opinion is heard, where your questions are answered and encouraged to be asked. So let's go ahead and talk about how it's supposed to feel, how it should feel, some questions to ask them, and red flags. Let's start with red flags, okay? I want you to look out for these things, and there is a short list I've put together based on my experience and things I've heard my clients say, and just pieces that I've put together as I've seen trauma and I've seen certain themes with providers. So this is just my experience and opinion, but I hope this is really helpful.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, red flag number one, burnout, and probably should be retired. You really, I mean, yes, it's a great thing if your OB has experience, but you don't want them to be burnt out. So there's a fine line there. You want them to be experienced, but still in love with what they do. And if they are, you can kind of tell they're just working to earn that retirement income, but they're kind of over what they're doing. You don't want to be in there. So find someone else. If they rush you along, this is so rough, but if they rush you along and they're like, okay, anything else? And they're kind of trying to button you up and they're like moving you through, not so bueno. And you know, one time if that happens because they're in a hurry, okay, maybe. But if this is a consistent thing and they just really don't create a space where you feel comfortable asking questions, that's another, for me, that would be a no, because I am the type that has a lot of questions because this is a really big life event you're preparing for. It's very vulnerable. There's a lot of factors and variables, things that could go wrong. I don't want to, you know, I'm not too fearful about that, but you want to be able to be with someone who's welcoming the chat of making a plan and et cetera. Is annoyed that you have questions. Yeah, we don't want that. Avoids answering things, kind of beats around the bush, or answers your questions with a question like, why are you asking this? You know, if they're genuinely curious, like, can I ask you why you're asking? And they're concerned about your feelings and they're trying to attend to those. That's different than like, why are you asking me this? Right? Like, we don't want that sort of a space holding. Doesn't want to meet with you and sends in the PA, you know, like it's okay if there's multiple providers, maybe there's a few midwives and a physician's assistant and an OBGYN, that's fine. But you want to make sure you know the person that would be doing any sort of surgical procedures if you needed to have stitches or anything went wrong or not, I don't like the word went wrong, but if you need anything a little bit more invasive and technical, that's going to be the OB. You need to make sure you know your OB. And then dismissive jokes about your concerns. That's definitely a no. If they make fun of you in any way, you do not need to put up with that. Of course, any inappropriate touching. I just felt like I had to put that on there because just if you ever feel uncomfortable with the way your provider is interacting with you, you can go find somebody else. Okay. Or dismisses the importance of diet and lifestyle. You really do want a well-rounded practitioner. And then are they healthy? Do you feel like they're kind of doing their best trying to be healthy? Maybe they're not perfect, but are they interested in health, not just by virtue of their profession, but it's something that they are looking like they're kind of having a lifestyle of health and it's something they find an interest in even outside of serving their patients. So these are all things that I look for. Those would be the red flags to make sure that you are steering clear of. Okay, now let's go into a list of questions that you can ask your provider, again, whether it's midwife, OB, etc., so that you guys can really talk about some of the most important things that are variables that, again, can fluctuate, go wrong, things that might need to have decisions made about these things or be attended to. I don't know what to call these things, but things that you need to talk about. So the first question is, I mean, you don't have to like ask these in order, but these are things to consider, have them in the back of your mind. And then if they hopefully come up naturally in the conversation, or maybe you take a couple notes on a little index card or on your phone, you can, don't worry, you can make it look casual, like you're just checking your texts, but actually you opened up your notes because you're actually that badass patient that wants to take their health, you know, to the next degree and be responsible for their health. I see you. This is good. This is what you want. And in a minute, I'm going to be sharing with you if you're like, yes, I want to be that person, but I always get so frozen or I always have a hard time asking, I have some ideas for you. So stay listening until the end. Okay. So, first of all, I just wanted to do a quick overview so that you are aware that an OBGYN, so a doctor of obstetrics and gynecology, they are more trained in surgeries and stitches, not as much on maybe natural ways to mitigate pain or how to increase dopamine throughout the labor process. Dopamine's like a happy hormone, and helping things feel good when the baby's coming out. Obviously, there's going to be pain and intensity, but there's also a lot of really releasing beautiful feelings that you can have. And this is, of course, if you're feeling everything, if you choose to go with the epidural or a C-section, that's a different story. story, but still, you want to think about what are your values? Do you really, really value feeling no pain? And do you feel like having no physical pain will help you be more connected to your baby and to your body and to what's going on? Or do you feel like you tend to be a minimalist when it comes to getting any sort of medications or drugs, and that you really value going about it as holistically and naturally as possible? So first, you need to get clear on what your preferences are and how much risk do you feel comfortable with in general. Like, let's not even talk about birth and pregnancy for just a minute. When it comes to finances, for example, and making an investment, do you tend to be more aggressive or not? Or I don't know, if you were a gambler, like, would you put in a ton of money, higher risk, higher reward possibly? Or are you more of a low risk, low reward kind of a person? Because that sort of outlook is important when it comes to mitigating and considering risks going into labor. There's always risks involved with childbirth, but you can, based on the provider you choose and the approach they take and how invasive, you know, how much surgery they like to do or not, and where you deliver and the type of preparations you do for labor and the types of procedures, you know, all of this changes the way that you're dealing with risk. So how much risk do you feel comfortable with? I would think about and ask with your provider, what are the most common problems or complications that they see in their pregnant patients, and how do they handle those in their pregnant women, and how do they handle those typically? So maybe just ask them for the top two or three procedures they typically do, and you know, what makes the difference between somebody who's going to need that procedure and somebody who avoids having to have it. Like, for example, an episiotomy is, for some OBs, it's very, very standard, and some women think it's fine and they would rather. And so if you don't know what a episiotomy is, it's just, they just, hopefully you're numbed up, but they do cut right around your perineum. They just do a little slice so that the baby's head can make it out of the opening of your vagina easier, so that it's not going to tear you. But if you can think ahead and really work with your body to stretch out everything, your perineum, and get everything ready, then the baby can come out easier and the risk of tearing is lower, or especially if you're doing a water birth or something like that. But what happens is, like, women aren't really thinking ahead sometimes, and they're not thinking about, you know, all that. And we don't know what we don't know. And then what happened with me with my first baby is I was pushing. I was like, great. Well, it was an emergency induction because I had preeclampsia, but at least I got to have a vaginal delivery. It was in my mind. And so I was pushing the baby out, and I had an epidural, so I couldn't feel anything. But the doctor was like, okay, my OB was like, well, you can either tear or I need to do an episiotomy. And I was like, oh my gosh, what? Like, I didn't even know what an episiotomy was. So now I had to learn while I'm literally pushing my baby out. I had to be educated on what this thing is, and I had to make a quick decision. And I so wish that I would have known what that was and how I could potentially work to avoid it. Now, because I was doing an emergency induction, there probably wasn't as much I could have done because my body didn't go into labor naturally. So an episiotomy is therefore more likely when you're induced, you know, in a forced way like that, versus a natural delivery where you can do early labor and start working on softening your perineum and everything while the baby's moving its way naturally down the birth canal. So it was different in my situation, but you want to be aware of the little ways and types of decisions that you might need to make during delivery. So ask your provider, what are common things that you have to present your patients with and that they have to make decisions about that they weren't expecting during labor? And that you can have those conversations before you're in that intense moment so that you can kind of decide ahead of time what you want to do. And then I would ask them also, what is their birth philosophy? Are they like, you know, I think, like, do they consider birth a medical event, or do they consider birth a really natural process? If you don't have an opinion, they will. And I said that a little bit earlier, but if you don't form your opinions, if you don't ask the questions and do the research, then number one, you're going to put more pressure on yourself during the actual labor and delivery, because you're going to have to be getting educated and making decisions in the middle of really intense everything, which we want to avoid that. And then also, a lot of times other people end up making decisions on your behalf and they do their best, but you want to have as much control over what's going on with your body as possible. Okay. You also want to ask them, How do they usually treat postpartum depression? What's their typical approach? Or anxiety? Do they just refer people to a therapist? Do they look at what you're eating? Do they have an Ayurvedic dietitian or something? Do they just put you on medication? What medications do they typically use? What's their sort of general approach? Do they try this first? And then if this doesn't work, they try this. You kind of want to know this just so that if it happens with you, that you have an idea of how they go about it and that you make sure you like the way that they would do it. And if you don't, it's not necessarily a deal breaker, but it is something that you might need to advocate a little harder for. Like if you're really antidepressants and you don't want to take any and your doctor's very pro antidepressant, then you might need to be thinking of, you know, having some plans in your pocket just in case depression sneaks in postpartum of how you're going to handle it.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed. So you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, and last but not least, I want to just give you some ways to think about yourself or just sort of some affirmations that you can take with you into the office of your OB if it is scary for you to talk to them. I get it. We are taught to really, really respect medical people, and there's good reason for that, but you don't want to give them so much trust that you're like self-abandoning and not even doing what you want or considering what you want. Okay. They're there to serve you. You're not there to serve them. You want to make sure you have that in check. So here are some thoughts to help you take this sort of confident, self-directed, commanding energy in the room. I am worthy of the best care. Another one is, if I believe excellent care is out there, I will attract it and I will find it. It will come to me. Okay, because I've heard people be like, well, this is just the only provider in my area. This is the only OB that there is. If you believe there's excellent care out there and that you're worthy of it, you will attract it and you will find it. You'd be surprised. The universe is so willing to work with you. Another one that I really want you to think about, especially if you're a perpetual people pleaser. That's a lot of peace. Perpetual people pleaser. I am not a burden. I'm not a burden. You could never be a burden. And if you grew up with people who treated you like you were a burden when you had needs or big emotions, I have a news for you. It was them, not you. You are not a burden. Okay? You never were, you never could be, and you don't want to be around a provider who treats you like you're burdening them when you're just asking questions about your very important health. This just happened to me this morning. I was at my child's new school and he's on the autism spectrum. And so it's really important to me that he gets the support he needs in the classroom, the special support that he needs. And it's the first day at a new school, right? And so after I drop him off at his class, I go to the front office and I'm standing, you know, in the little line of parents asking questions. I'm getting ready to voice my, you know, hi, introduce myself and just making sure my child has his needs met. And of course, my mind was nervous that she was going to be annoyed with me and dismissive. And she was absolutely not. The lady at the front desk was completely accommodating. She took it very seriously. She completely agreed with me. Oh my gosh, yes, it's so important that kids that have special needs are getting those attended to. I see that he has an IEP. I'm going to get him what he needs. I'm going to follow up with his teacher. I'm going to make sure she has it. Da, 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 da. Like she was on it. And there was no reservation of her supporting me. And that's what you want your experience to be like. And if it's anything less than that, I encourage you to find somebody that treats you like that. There are providers that do a really amazing job of treating the humans like humans, not just like diagnoses or medical problems to be solved. So you want to find one. But it starts with you believing that about yourself, believing that you're worthy of it, and believing that it's out there. Another one is the medical system works for me. One of my favorites is, I will not be bullied or intimidated. Now, I can't really imagine an OBGYN bullying a patient. I feel like they wouldn't be able to have a job if that was the case. But, you know, read the reviews online, do your research. But I will not be intimidated. Remember that if you are ever feeling scared into making a decision, that's not what you want. That doesn't mean that they're not telling you true facts. Sometimes the facts produce fear. I mean, just because this is a whole new world that we're navigating, especially if it's your first baby, but you don't want to make decisions out of fear. And if you're making a decision, if they're asking you, oh, do you prefer an episiotomy or to tear? And you feel a ton of fear and alarm, feel free to ask some more questions before you give your answer. Okay. You never have to just be like, and then guess and be like, ooh, I hope that was the right one. Ask questions, get your questions answered. If they don't have the time, which is fine, you know, there might be a limit to how much time they can give you in one appointment. Hopefully they handle that with grace and they're very accommodating to answer your questions, or they bring in their PA to answer your questions. But regardless, make sure you get your questions answered. Maybe you need to do some research or ask experienced moms around you that have already given birth. I'm happy to help you. But I deserve to have my questions answered. Feel free to take someone with you if you need, if you're like that much of a people pleaser and you just really get scared, take someone with you. But hopefully you can strike a relationship with a provider where they are so reassuring and fun that you get along so great and you feel very comfortable in their office. And then the last ones are, I'm not a problem to be solved. I'm a human who needs emotional support throughout her medical care, especially with pregnancy. Pregnancy is so emotional. We need to come to expect that there's emotional support wrapped into the obstetrics or the midwifery support that we have. And, you know, OB versus midwife maybe would be a whole entirely different episode. I would just say again, an OB is going to be more technical, stitches, surgery, stuff like that. Really, like an OB can perform a C-section, whereas a midwife, no such thing. A lot more skilled in preventing things, being proactive, helping you be extremely comfortable, using natural methods. Can do some little procedures here and there, but that's not really their role. So yeah, those are just a couple bullet point things to consider. Maybe we can do a full episode on that later. Do me a favor and let me know, what did you think about this episode? Was it helpful to you? Please do email me, lizzie@lizzielangston.com. I'm on Instagram, lizzie.postpartumcoach. But yeah, I love to hear from you guys. If you're on my newsletter, hit reply to one of those newsletters that I send to you and say hi, drop me a line. I would love, love, love to connect with you. All right. I hope this episode helped you have courage, be brave, and just know your own mind and know that you can ask for what you need, voice yourself, be that person that asks the questions, because there's no redos here. There's no redos, but there are as many chances to have these conversations before D-Day, delivery day, as possible. And I hope you take them. I hope you do, so that you can set yourself up for success, both with delivery and postpartum. That's my passion. Know that I'm always here for you. You can always book a free consult with me at the link in the show notes, and I'll see you guys right here next week.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.